call them dresses, my own thing, is thongs.
How about
lights? Some people call them lights.
Lights. And did you, what did you call the fat part along the side?
Well, we'd make lard out of there. Cut it out. We cut it out shoulders and shoulders, and then trim the shoulders and sides, and make lard and sausage out of.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever have any like salt pork? Or?
Salt pork, yes, sir. I've heard of it, but we didn't call ours salt. It got salted though. But I got to for a good while now. I've been getting Morton's meat smoke salt and salting down sugar, and I liked it. Well, we liked it fine, and long till we quit. Why? We used it. In fact, I think it's 4 boxes out there in the smokehouse that's left over.
You would smoke your own?
No, this is, this salt has got taste of smoke in it.
Has it been quite some time since you used to smoke meat?
This is the second year we left over.
Did you have anything that you call bacon?
Bacon.
Yes.
Yes, the sides were bacon.
Did you call it bacon, or did you just call it side meat?
No, we call it. We buy bacon now. Mm-hmm. Call it bacon.
And did you ever use the intestines for anything?
Yes, at one time, during my granddaddy's lifetime, long as he was alive, we used them for filled sausage. We had a sausage filler. And we put it in that, and it had a spout in it and a lever, and you pull it out. And they'd had an old colored dart. It was, her and my mother was thick when, far back as I can remember. She was a neighbor, lived around there. We lived on Grandpa's place, her and her husband. And she'd always hip kill hogs, nearly always. And I wanted to help mine. We had 2 or 3 fellas. Hugh, my brother, oldest brother, if he didn't watch him, and Aunt Martha would watch him, he'd build a fire that you couldn't stir good. It's hot, and it'd burn. He'd burn it, just sure. And I'd tell Aunt Martha, I said, now, or let him burn it. And she did get a stick or something and rake the fire away from it, and he'd be putting it on. She wouldn't let him burn it.
Did they ever use the intestines for chitlins?
No, we never did. I never eat a chitlin.
And how about the bone from a chicken that looks like this?
Pulley bone, we call it.